Here at Praxis Mimetics, we like to make sure that our equipment is thoroughly tested. Even the more, shall we say, intimate training procedures. Which is why you will be assisting me today in checking out our new Mech Pilot Training Simulator. Now, I'm assuming you've read all the appropriate safety data sheets and checked out all the information. But to reiterate the most important parts of this file, we're going to be including some edging, a bit of overstimulation, some restraints, and some very sexy full-body outfits for you to wear while you're strapped into that chair. So, as long as you find these particular elements agreeable and you don't mind an evil AI pushing you to the brink over and over again, then I suppose you're ready to get started. All I ask of you is that you make sure you have an uninterrupted window to listen to this file in. However, if anything should come up, please know that you always maintain the ability to deal with it as is necessary. And also, if we come across something in this file you find disagreeable, I again reiterate it is important that you hang on to that eject. The ability to push yourself out, pull yourself back to consciousness. Good. We'll go over that a couple more times as we pull you into place. But for now, I think it's time to get comfortable, wherever you might be listening. Maybe sitting down, lying down, you can close your eyes, or leave them open. And of course, if at any point during the proceedings you should need to adjust or move your body, that's not something that's going to detract from trance. In fact, that's something that's going to help it out. It's important to remind you of this because oftentimes we get trapped in these little loops where we think, oh, if I just shifted a little, I'd be more comfortable. And you're like, oh no, I'm thinking. Clearly that means I'm not trancing. When in reality, the correct maneuver to do is to adjust, because anything you do to support your ability to listen is going to enhance your experience, and anything that enhances your experience is something you should do within reason. Good. With all of those lovely little important details out of the way, we can get focused in on the fun part. The bit where we start to feed delicious data into your mind. The part where we begin to give you bit by bit information to build a scene, to create a story. The portion where I weave my thoughts into yours, where we have this bridging, this connection, this delicious storytelling experience. We've all listened to someone before. All I'm asking you to do is to give me your attention as best you can, to let me inside your head, to loosen that filter and let my truth become yours for a bit. A pretty delicious prospect, especially for those of you who enjoy submitting at times. Sure, struggling can be fun, but we can save that for later. Right now, our goals are pretty much entirely aligned. So all you need to do is be good for me, listen to what I have to say, and before you know it, you'll be somewhere else. Someone else. Sometime else. Enjoying and indulging in all that we have to offer here. It's what you earned, it's what you deserved, it's what you are worth. So just listen to what I have to say and get pulled into the sway. Let those words move through you, wave after wave of sound, washing away the thoughts until all you can do is float. The ebb, the flow, the current of the story that pulls you so, easily taken, easily guided. It's an enjoyable process, I know that for sure. That ever so comfortable space in which you don't need to guide the experience. One in which the dreamscape can easily swell up into existence around you. So many possibilities branching out. So many places and potentials. Countless stories from which I can pull you. Push you. Place you into. It feels good to just be for a moment, doesn't it? One's body might begin to fade. One's thoughts might begin to fixate. There's quite a few different pieces that might come together. Countless different components forming into one gestalt. A whole. All these pieces fitting together to form the experience of just being in a potential, a possibility, in my voice, waiting for that push, that gentle tug, that pull of the story beneath, to slide down deliciously, to be focused as you're told, into the story, to feel that warping of reality, that twisting of possibility, as an idea is born. There we go. You see that right there? That reality in which you're testing some new equipment for Praxis. Sure, it's just you there inside the testing facility's locker room, getting changed. Like any other day that might have occurred here, suiting up into this carefully engineered piece of high sci-fi tech. A suit designed to interface between you and the machine, to make you whole, or in this case, between you and the simulator, to once again make you whole with the simulation, feeling its tight grip as you slide yourself inside, allowing all the components to fit into place, looking down and watching your own body be transformed into something synthetic. Mechanical, as your legs and your torso disappear beneath it as you shrug it up and over your shoulders. And as you work it up further, closing fasteners, feeling them secure, until everything beneath the neck is covered up, under layers of synthetic material, technology, interface ports, cuffs, harnesses, and different electrical connections. With a tap of a button, feeling the suit secure and cinch around you as it squeezes, sucking out all the air, gently suctioning itself to your skin, a full body hug of gentle compression everywhere, and yet so easy and freeing to move in. It can feel so good to be suited up. But there's still a little bit more. That helmet, the last component of any pilot's suit. After all, we wouldn't want you to hit your sweet little head, now would we? Lifting it up, you can see the smooth visor, the telltale marks of Praxis green glowing from some of the tech attached to the sides, just like on your suit. Lifting it up, you can see the blacked-out visor, pulling it down over your head, feeling it connect with its organic, almost living motion as it clips into your collar, sealing it all into one suit. Feeling that hiss as the helmet gently adjusts, gripping your head, cupping you from all sides in protective gel, and the visor clearing up to display the world in front of you, the world outside. A heads-up display flickering into life in front of you, displaying pertinent bio-related information. Got your heart rate, blood pressure, all the good things. Some of them simplified, some of them raw. Easy enough to access, of course, but not the important matter now. No, for now you need to head out of the locker room and get ready for your testing. After all, it's going to be a rigorous one. You signed up to help out with the positive reinforcement testing for the new simulator. It's apparently to help condition those who struggle with fast, instantaneous obedience in a mech's cockpit. So, that's what you'll be doing. Apparently, it's going to be quite delicious. Maybe it's got you a little squirmy thinking about getting strapped in, feeling all the cuffs and connection points in your suit get plugged one by one or locked in place until you can't move very much at all. Or maybe it's the vulnerable aspect of being so powerful and yet so confined. Whatever it might be, it's definitely magnetically pulling you towards the door of that locker room. Walking out to the lab, seeing some of the technicians waiting around, a knowing scientist looking somewhat pleased, indulging in the fact that soon she's going to have you hooked up, plugged in, and utterly at the whims of a machine she helped program. Certainly, she might be indulging just a little bit. Just a tad. And that might make you glad to have that visor over your face, since your blush can't escape. It's tinted glass. There it is, the simulator chair, looking for all the world like a technological mix of an armchair and a fetishist's dream bondage scenario. Countless connection ports, a comfortable-looking place to sit, and some very distinct-looking positive reinforcement equipment around the crotch. And a couple other additions to be added on as needed based on the user. The perfect overstimulation device. And here you are volunteering to climb inside. I'm sure that you're starting to realize just how potent this experience is going to be once you're strapped in and the upper layer seals you into the simulated cockpit. You'll be in for quite the ride. Even now, as you climb up onto the platform and step over the edge of the cockpit into the bay that holds the actual chair, you might begin to notice just how fully plugged in you're going to be. Seating yourself into it, you can feel the gel beneath the surface shifting. The instant you lay back into the chair, feeling countless little tubes, interlinks, connections, click, click, clicking, starting from your legs and ankles, working up your knees and thighs and groin, up your back, feeling all those little components slotting into place, those neural sensors being synced up, the faintest of tingles rumbling through your body, making you feel how you're already sinking into the machine, syncing up with the control system that you're going to be a part of. As you set your arms down onto the yokes, feeling your hands wrapping around the joysticks, your wrists clicking into place as well. Now you'd have to use the release to actually let yourself out of the chair. As you lean back, feeling cables, oxygen supply, all sorts of other lovely devices getting fitted and clicked into your helmet. You're fully jacked in. Your heads-up display shifting now to include the mechs. All of the pertinent information flooding in, faint awareness of a machine that doesn't exist, a simulated body. Feels quite real. A heavy, lumbering form that lies, waiting to be commanded. Feels pretty good, doesn't it? Yes, even now, as the positive reinforcement devices begin to slide into the appropriate locations, even now, as you realize what sort of horizon you are crossing. The realization that soon, the top of the cockpit's going to seal. You're going to be locked in to experience something intense. Seeing now as the armored panels begin to slide shut, their displays beginning to illuminate, you beginning to slide into place a little more, the final connections locking into place, feeling the awareness of the machine grow, looking out and seeing the launch bay, the other machine stored nearby, the sim vision more real than one might expect. Feeling that faint thrum of a reactor starting. The machinery is you, and you are the machinery. That first breath, now feeling so much more intense. It's a simple mission, really. All you have to do is destroy some combat drones, take out a few targets, test out the reinforcement and command ability, and of course be rewarded for all your hard efforts. It certainly seems easy enough. Even as the first order comes to launch, the moment that you comply, a faint pulse, a vibration, the beginning of a pleasure to trickle into your mind and body. Each order is something you can easily fall into. Stand, wait, kneel, run, drop, down. Easily enough, simple, straightforward commands, pulses of pleasure that demand your attention. A conditioning cycle already beginning. It's easy to get lost in the mindless destruction of the drones, to run, to freeze, to stop thinking, to drop to your knees, to feel pleasure pulsing, hands squirming, body twitching, thoughts wiggling and worming out, melting a little more with each motion. It can feel so delicious to get lost, to obey, to get pushed a little further, to feel the suit on your body, to feel the machine synced to you, to hear the command, fire, destroy the enemy, to not think, to destroy the enemy, to move with swift, calculating justice, to not think, stop thinking. You're thinking, and if you're thinking, the pleasure pulses and melts it, the pleasure melts away everything. The pulses of pleasure, the motion of the machinery, the stimulation grows. Your thoughts getting tanked out, your thoughts getting broken down, shattered into pieces, easily lost. Thoughts breaking, thoughts shattering. Just the crash of pleasure, waves washing over you, twitching inside that restraint. Feeling your mind getting leashed to the control, control to the leash. Move as you are told. Do as you are told. An obedient mech pilot is all you will be. After all, what good are you when you aren't doing as you're told, pilot? You should be doing as you're told, pilot. Don't think. Let the pleasure build. Let yourself focus in on it. Imagine yourself being that good pilot. Just a vessel for the commands and control given to you. A hand with which we reach into the battlefield. A hand with which we strike down our foes. The hand does not think, it does as the arm tells it. The arm does as it's told by the brain. The commands come down from on high. It is not yours to think, not yours to consider. Drop to your knees. The suit follows. The body does not need to think, it just complies. A good pilot kneels, feeling the pleasure rise. Feeling themselves pushed further and further with each iteration, getting lost in there, feeling the countless targets destroyed as one building wave, a crest that never comes, a thought that cannot be let go of. Obedience is simple for you, pilot. After all, you are but a vessel for command. The end in all the links, the lowest piece. An instrument of war, a machine to be used, a machine to be bent, a machine to be broken, pushing yourself to that edge. Up and up you soar, that positive reinforcement kicking in for being such a good pilot. Until you're on the brink, until there's that point where you are the glass about to shatter, till you are the steel about to break, until your mind is but a veneer stretched over obedience. And then it slows, breathing intensifying, commands simplifying, targets reducing. Easy, simple motion, easy, simple obedience, moving to the next area of operations. You don't need to think. You can just follow your target markers, your objectives, your commands. You can be a good pilot. Feel that urge, that burning arousal fade a little. But the embers never go out. The embers never burn all the way down, stoked so carefully by the faintest of pulses for good, efficient motion of the machine, obedience rewarded so simply. A good machine obeys, and then the targets are there. Destroy the enemy. Easy to do, easy to be. The swift hand of violence, the swift hand of destruction, a machine that moves without thinking to destroy all in its path. It feels good. The rewards pulsing, the rewards growing, the rewards a cacophony of pleasure. Thoughts melted down into molten slag shed from the world until there is just that iron hot pleasure, that arousal at being a good machine, a good pilot, at obeying. It feels good, doesn't it? To be lost like this. To feel that bliss grow and grow until there's nowhere left for it to go. Until you're riding that edge. Until you are nothing more than an obedient machine doing as you are told. A good pilot simply moves to where they are told. A good pilot simply destroys what they are told. Feeling that conditioning kicking in, the vibrations, the pulses of pleasure smashing through what is left. Until you're right there again, on the edge. By fires from inside, wanton desire burning up your heart, pushed until the brink is right there, and one little push is all it would take to break you, to send you cascading over the edge. And then there's that hand reaching up, grabbing the back of your collar on your suit and pulling you back, 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 holding you there, not letting you fall over, because you're an obedient pilot. And you won't come unless you're told to. You won't let yourself go because you don't have that choice. You are a pilot. You are the hand that reaches, grabs, destroys, not the mind that thinks. You submit to the will of those above you in this chain. You are a good pilot, and you won't come unless you're told to. And yet again, moving swiftly, pulses of faint reward beginning to build once more. Those little ripples guiding you to your next objective, lost in a fog of heat and bliss and pleasure, your mind incandescent with arousal, and yet again being pushed further as new targets are presented, new commands are given, easily lost in the dance of the machine, feeling your body twitching and squirming against its restraints. Feeling the touch of that positive reinforcement device. Oh, how good it can be when something's plugged just right into you, when all the machines and systems align to find those most delicate and intimate places, when they can push that pulsing vibration of pleasure and intensity, that gentle touch so far, until every command is another arc of lightning through one's mind, until you're just a lightning rod, a simple machine. A simple machine that obeys, one that's getting pushed up to the edge once more, more and more, until there is nothing left to do but obey, until that incandescent brightness of arousal burns away all the thoughts that clung on, until your mind is gone, until there is just the pilot, the machine, the commands, until there is just the pleasure, the obedience, the demands of the flesh to give in to the will of the command. Those reinforcement cycles continuing, those reinforcement cycles repeating, those crashing waves pushing you to that edge once more, till you're teetering, till you're riding it out, until there's nothing to do but give in to the next command for the hopes that you'll fall over the cascade, the waterfall, be taken at last, given the chance to explode, to burst, to detonate, to come. But it never does happen, as it fades once again before the next objective is assigned. And this loop, oh, it continues until one's mind can no longer handle it, till one's body begins to break, until your thoughts are melting out of your ears, until there's nothing left but an obedient machine, a good pilot, doing as you are commanded, doing as you are demanded of, an obedient machine, easily following what you're told. No need to process. You are but the hand of the arm that reaches and destroys. You are but one part of a greater whole. You don't need to think about this. Just destroy the target. Just obey. Just drop to your knees. Good pilots. Your body melting. Your thoughts molten. Your ideas are obedience. Your obedience is a given pilot. And when the machine finally does begin to slow, when the simulations do finally end, all that we'll find is a quivering mess of aroused, yearning, burning desire inside of a suit filled with only an obedient machine, a good pilot. Even now, as the connections begin to loosen, the cockpit opens, and the attendants check you out. You're hardly really there at the moment, just a loop of pleasure. Letting them poke and prod and move you. Just a simple thing. Still so horny that you want to touch. You want to play. But you can't manage it yet. Because you haven't been given permission to come. Even now as you're being released from the cockpit. That burning desire, that need, that want won't let you push yourself over the edge. And you can see the smile in the scientist's face, the way she looks at you, the way that she knows what she's done, the way her fingers caress across the smooth exterior of your suit, the way she guides you from the chair. Oh, there is so much more to do here. But for now, feel that gentle pull of reality shifting and warping and twisting, allowing yourself to fade, to slide, to glide back towards that dreamscape, taking with you the memories of the experience, the enjoyment of being pushed to the brink again and again and again. It's easy to get lost, easy to lose track, to drift into the dreamscape, a world composed of possibilities, a reality built out of ideas, ideas made up from nothing, and nothing from something. Drifting now for a moment, letting my words pull you back, bit by bit, towards the world of the waking, until, one, drifting up, two, more and more, three, and four, and five, and six, easy as can be, and seven, and eight, and nine, and ten, breathing deep, moving your body, being aware of the world around you. Wide awake, dear. Thank you so very much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.